Time for us to do what we love to do every week, every day, actually. And let's talk about downtown, downtown Bangor specifically. We're joined, as always, by Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
Our Wednesday ray of sunshine.
Yay!
And you brought another wonderful guest this week. We've chatted, waiting for things to get rolling this afternoon, but if you can make the official introduction.
Yes, this is Jim Bradley. He is the founder of Penobscot Financial Advisors, and they've been downtown for a while. I forget how many years, maybe 2009 was it that you moved onto May Street?
Think about that. 2009 sounds about right.
Yeah. But more recently, you purchased the building, or the first floor of the building that's located at the corner of Columbia and Hammond Street, which is a beautiful building, very visible.
That's right. The old timers will know it as Penobscot Savings Bank's building from the days when people would drive their horses into town to do the banking.
Yes, I've seen some good historic photos of that.
And I drove by today after I got your email on my way home from school. I said, I got to check it out. Well, wow, that's some prime real estate right there.
We really love it. We're thinking about places to make our next move and really needed new office space. Obviously, there's a lot of room around the area. You've got Hamden, VZ, Orono, Brewer. And at the end of the day, we really made a commitment to the fact that we wanted to be in Bangor. And we wanted to actually be more in Bangor than we already were. May Street was a wonderful place, but kind of on the fringe of the action as far as downtown goes. And so when we found the spot that some people will recognize when they look at it as having been a coffee shop up until about 4 or 5 years ago and having gone vacant since then, took just a little bit of imagination, but we decided that this was the place for us.
And I think if you go back far enough, it was City Hall back decades ago.
I won't argue with you, Rich. That you might have a better memory about that than I do.
I'm just older. That's all. But let's talk about that. What really drove your decision, not just to be in Bangor, but to be in downtown?
Can I interject and say that the real reason is you just wanted to be closer to Harvest Moon Deli? Like, that was actually put in the liner notes that were given to me.
Okay. Yeah, I think you've actually identified the right reason. There are a few folks in our office, Julie, our office manager specifically, who had on the top of their list of considerations walking distance to Harvest Moon.
Listen, I can understand that completely, because if I go more than a week without grabbing Feel Like Bacon Love, which is my favorite sandwich, then I'm not a happy man.
You and me both.
So what is it about downtown, though, that makes it special for you and your business?
And not to be flip about it, but actually, you know, the food scene downtown Bangor, I mean, we're not Portland yet, are we? But we're getting close. I mean, there's a lot of really good stuff down there, and we wanted to be walking distance from being able to go out ourselves to grab lunch or go out with colleagues or go out with clients and have someplace nice to sit down and a nice area to walk through on the way. You know, as we were building out the space at the corner of Hammond and Columbia there, one of the things we noticed is they were redoing all the sidewalks. They're all brick. They all look really nice with granite curbing. They're repaving all the roads. There's an outfit downtown that's an organization downtown headed by Greg Edwards there to beautify the entire area with having lots of local businesses and individuals adopt planters. And so everything's in bloom. You look at Columbia Street, every storefront there is kind of updated and new. It's tree lined. I foresee a time in the future where we have street festivals on Columbia Street. You know, rock band.
And Betsy, it reminds me of what we were talking about a week or two ago in terms of Harlow Street and how that's come back. Harlow and kind of wrapping around to Franklin with Benjamin's back and what's coming there. And then, yeah, you go up to Columbia Street and some great new businesses that draw people of all ages, which
sure
is great.
Yep.
And offer something different as well.
I was going to say, I've been a party to several conversations at City Hall where the topic has been Columbia Street is the prettiest street in Bangor. I mean, it has everything that you're saying, the brick, the sidewalks, the storefronts. It's just waiting to explode.
Sure is.
And I think it's important, too, because we've talked a lot about the retail scene and the arts scene in downtown Bangor, but it's also got a long history of offering services from banking to financial services as well.
That's right. You know, we can be just about anywhere and do what we do. As far as our clients are concerned, if they've got parking and can get into the building easily, that's all that really matters to them. But I think that in a lot of cases, clients of ours see it as a bonus that when they do come in to see us, they can do some shopping. They can visit a restaurant or the University of Maine Museum downtown, which is a really great resource that a lot of people don't fully appreciate. All kinds of things that they can tie in with their visit to us when they do come to our office.
When you've got a great event coming up next week as well. We're talking, by the way, with Jim Bradley from Penobscot Financial Advisors. Tell us about what's going on the 4th.
On the 4th, we are in conjunction with the Bangor Chamber are going to hold one of those good time, old fashioned, big scissor ribbon cutting events for our new space there at the corner of Hammond and Columbia Streets. We'll have catering, refreshments. It all starts at 5 o'clock. And if you're within the sound of my voice, consider yourself invited. You can come meet the team. We've actually got two offices, one up here in Bangor and one down in Portland, but our entire team from both offices will be there to greet you and to show you around our new space. And if you have any interest in talking to us further about the things that we do, talking to you about that as well.
That sounds
what
fantastic.
What do you do? I think, like, you know, what financial advisors yeah. is one of those, like, woo-hoo things. Tell us
it
a little
sure
more.
Is. You know, it's one of the most misunderstood services out there, I think. Yep. And there's a lot of misconceptions. You know, we do two basic things in our business. We do investment management and we do financial planning. They're two different things. And when you talk about financial planning, a lot of people immediately go to a place in their mind where they think that that requires you to have a substantial amount of income or that requires you to have a substantial amount of money. And we like to really emphasize the fact that financial planners are for everyone, at least if they're, you know, a true fiduciary fee-only financial advisory firm, independent like ours. We help with the basic things. We help with things like budgeting, like how to handle credit card debt. And the things that people typically think about a financial planner doing, you know, longer term things like planning for retirement or putting your kids through school and that type of thing. Obviously, we do those things, but it's the smaller things that I think that people who use a financial planner ongoingly understand, and people who think that they're for the big time people are maybe missing the boat, because for a very affordable price, you can have somebody there that's available to you to help you work out the budget, to figure out whether you're paying too much for insurance or you have too little, whether you are on track for your longer term goals, whether things like estate planning are being taken care of appropriately, or even things like you're thinking about buying a car. Can you afford it? And is it better to buy or lease? You know, those types of things that just everyday people have to deal with. There's a resource for them. We price ourselves so that we're available and accessible for pretty much anybody out there.
Well, I feel like the big time people are going to be just fine. It's maybe more important, your services, for the people who are wondering, can I afford that car? Can we go on vacation? How do we make that happen? And it's that idea of making your money work for you.
That's right. And at the end of the day, it's you know a thing where people, you know, don't necessarily have expertise in all of those different areas, and just having a friend in the business who does have that expertise can come in certainly handy.
And of course, people can stop in next week to the big open house, but what are the other ways they can get in touch?
One of the best ways to learn more about us is to go to our website, penobscotfinancial.com. Those who want to get in touch with us by phone, our number is 207-990-1901. Or, hey, if you're downtown and enjoying some of the other things that downtown has to offer and want to stop in, feel free. We're always happy to talk to anybody who just drops in, and you can visit the office, say hello to us, and we can talk to you more about what we do.
And obviously, you don't open up a new place downtown if you don't believe in what's happening down there. So I wanted, before we let you go, talk about, first of all, the relationship with the community and the people making decisions, whether it's the city council or, you know, what Betsy's folks do, what is it that they provide for business owners to make you more successful and help you get a venture like this going?
There's a lot of great things from the downtown Bangor council to the city itself, to the Chamber of Commerce, and to the local businesses. I mean, we've got a lot of partners that we've relied on in getting the space downtown, including Ben and Kristen at the First for helping us with the financial side of it.
And we love the First, proud sponsors of downtown, I might add.
Absolutely. You know, folks like Aaron Newcomb Construction who help us to build it out. We've got a lot of people that we've relied on to just get the space in there that we've got. You know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, it's a vibrant community. If you've ever been in downtown Bangor after 9 o'clock, I was a couple weeks ago, and I'm not usually there that late, but I was just amazed at how much activity, how much buzz is still going on in restaurants and around downtown at this time.
And we've talked about this before. I grew up around here, and if you had told me when I was in my 20s that downtown Bangor would be like that, I'd have laughed at you, because that just, it didn't happen. The sidewalks rolled up and there was no place to go. And there's so much going on now. And that's the next thing. Where do you see, you said, well, we're not Portland yet. I don't want to be Portland. I think we offer much of the benefits that Portland has with very few of the negatives. But where do you see our downtown going in the years ahead?
That's a great question. My personal opinion, and I look at what we do more and more, and I apply that across the board. More of what we do, and people can certainly come into our office. They don't need to, and we can do a lot more of what we do pretty much wherever we are. And as people get a chance to base where they live on where they like to live and not where they have to live because they're tied to an employer or something like that in a specific geographic area, I think an area like Bangor definitely picks up. Obviously, you're in a great position relative to outdoor activities. You can, in the same day, you can head on down to Acadia, you can head on up to Katahdin, you can take in any of the number of great natural opportunities that we've got here in Bangor. So I think that that's really going to be one of the bigger drivers of getting younger people involved in town, making the town overall that much more attractive to that group of people, and getting more people involved in the city. And, you know, frankly, downtown, it may be at the expense of things like big malls and that type of thing, but downtown areas across the country are really starting to pick up a lot of vibrancy as they get that central business district kind of vibe going again.
Well, we're glad to have you right there in the heart of downtown. We wish you a much success in the new endeavor. And again, circle the calendar for next Wednesday, September 4th, 5 p.m., grand opening and a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Penobscot Financial Advisors, 5 p.m., 74 Hammond Street, right at the corner of Hammond and Columbia Street. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rich. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Appreciate you coming in. Betsy, thank you, as always.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, we will.